This is TJ. In this video, I'll show you how to download Linux Multimedia Studio on your Windows 8 computer. So I'm using Windows 8, but these instructions will also work on Windows 7, Vista, and XP. And so, but we'll need to first open an internet browser. So I will use Firefox for this example. And you'll want to go to Google or any search engine and just type in download. And you can just say LMMS. That stands for Linux Multimedia Studio. And even though it has Linux in the name, it actually works on Linux, Mac, and Windows, so it's not really a big problem. So this first one we can click on, either of those first two search results, but this will let us choose. So we can do 32-bit or 64-bit operating system. So if you're not sure which one to do, go with the 32-bit, but if you have a newer and a kind of a faster computer, you can click on the 64-bit. And I'm going to do 64-bit because I know my computer can handle it. So I'll click on that, it'll say, what do you want to do? I'll say save file, and then since I'm using Firefox, my downloads are up here in the top right hand corner, and they automatically go to my downloads folder on my computer, which is, if I go to the file system and click on downloads, it shows everything I've downloaded, so or that I'm currently downloading. So there's LMMS clear down here, it's not finished downloading yet, but once it is, I can launch it from here, launch the installer. Or I can just wait until the installer is done, and it's done now, so I can just click on it. It's a .exe file. If it was a zipped file, I'd have to uncompress it first, but since it's .exe, I'll just left-click, and that sound was the Windows asking me if I authorized the installation of this. I said yes, so then it starts. I'll click Next, and I click Agree, and then I'll click Next, saying I want to install it under Program Files, and I'll call it Program Files are LMMS 1.0.3, and click Install. So this process isn't too long. Not too bad. Some things take longer to install than this. And then we'll click Finish, and now it is installed. But you'll notice it didn't put a desktop icon. Sometimes when you install programs, it'll put an icon on the desktop, but this one didn't. So we need to either click on the Start menu or push the Windows key and go into the installed programs on Windows 8. If you're on Windows 7, Vista, or XP, you won't have this option. And here it is installed, LMMS. So we'll click on it. And it says, you don't have this directory set up. Do you want to create it now? So I'll say yes. I want to create a directory to save all my projects and things in. And these are just some of the settings. You might have to configure some of these to get your audio and different things to work out right. I'm not going to change anything. I'll just click OK. And then it's good to go. So you can start using LMMS right away, Linux Multimedia Studio. We'll just load a project here just to show you that it really is working. Cool. So there you go. Linux Multimedia Studio. Thanks for watching. Check out my other videos here on YouTube or on tjfree.com, and have an excellent day.